Go to your friend's house.
Right.
Go watch Sex in the City.
You're relaxed for the rest of the evening.
just go. I realize what I'm saying to her is really,
you're free to go.
Your services are no longer required.
You're dismissed.
I have spent all day with you.
Right.
I have now banged you six ways this Sunday.
I understand.
And please go. And Ellen, I said one more thing.
Quit smelling my belly button.
That's what I said. And like a good trooper, she gathered up her belongings and went into the other room.
Right.
And I didn't see her again until like the 10 o'clock news.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it all worked out.
Well, that's good.
Very nice.
You seem like you had a very good weekend.
Yeah, real good. Real positive weekend. Very positive. How about yours?
A lot of bars and, you know, a lot of guys. Okay? Did I say enough? That's really what it
was. All right, Vin.
It was really just bars and guys. Uh-huh. You know, it's like, you know, as we like to say, on the boat. I'm Mr. John, my buddy's boat. Kind of a lot of helmet clubs around.
Hello.
A lot of sword fighting going on over the weekend.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
What?
The name of that brokerage from Boiler Room is called Hewitt Hamster Pop and Butterscotch.
Oh, get out of here. Would you get out of here? Damn dummy. We'll come up with the name of that from Boiler Room, incidentally. The name of the phone.
Oh, it's a real classic name.
It's something
too.
Like Jacoby and Myers. It's
right.
Something like that.
Traxel and something.
Something and something. Anyway.
So, wait, do you remember the name of the kid?
Seth.
And I love Seth's father.
The judge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're an F-up, Seth. That's a great movie.
You're running an illegal gambling location.
You know?
A casino in your home,
Seth.
But if only my dad would have known.
Dad, when I ran that casino, Dad, when I fell over on my bike and you hit me, Daddy, I ran it like a good business, Dad.
I did to treat you.
And he really does that, too, that real.
When I fell on my bike.
Would you like it sent to your office or your mansion? The stationery store.
For caller 100 at 877-365-3636.
You like my fur-lined jacket?
The celebrity burp jackpot is all the way down to $100.
I am still completely clueless as to the celebrity.
I am, and I'm not asking any help from my Aryan friend.
Well, don't do that because he'll give another cryptic clue to confuse.
I have a clue that will help you and Connor 100 when we come right back.
Very good.
Dino Reckless to you, animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who is it?
Bobby, your new decorator.
Who?
Bobby Trendy, your new decorator.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
Hi,
Bobby. How are you? I'm here to decorate your house. I heard you need some decorations. Anna has a new home that's completely empty, so it's a canvas for me to work with.
This room is, I don't know.
A foyer. So maybe, since you're going that way with maybe outrageous furniture,
yeah.
Maybe we can put, do you like leopard?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I love
good.
Leopard.
Oh, good.
I
we can put
leopard.
A leopard couch here, maybe 8 feet, 10 feet tall on wheels, so you can wheel it around and look at the view at night. We can just kind of put that here.
That sounds
and maybe a table here with a mirror on the face so you can look at yourself and the view.
Sounds perfect.
All day.
The Don and Mike Show. It's where the comedy never completes. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. I love the internet. And I thank Al Gore for inventing it every day.
He was ahead of his time, wasn't he, Don?
Especially when I go to a site like
in the summertime,
DCRTV.com.
Yes, a very, very fun website here in Washington.
Which is generally a pretty funny site to go to.
Yes.
Because you have guys that post messages anonymously and seem to write that they know what's going on. And
right.
I just logged on this site and read with great humor.
Yes.
At 11 a.m. Overheard a meeting I shouldn't have heard. CBS Infinity is already getting ready for May of next year when they get rid of Don and Mike. And they don't seem upset. Rather, they are counting the days and hate the two of them. I didn't hear what they're planning to replace them with.
Interesting.
And, of course, there's no name. given.
Mm-hmm.
A few problems with this for whoever this anonymous poster is who heard a meeting that he or she shouldn't have heard. The day of the date of May is off by about 4 months.
Yes, that's inaccurate.
They are counting the days. I'd say, you know, try the other way. And they hate the two of them.
Right.
Based on recent conversations.
That would probably be a little difficult to take unless, of course, certain people are lying to other people.
Well, I don't know.
Fascinating. You know, normally they don't go that total unsubstantiated rumor route on that. They print rumors, but that's very strange.
But I'd be curious to know, since I'm addressing it now on the radio, whoever the douchebag is who wrote that,
right?
I'd be curious to know, you overheard a meeting you shouldn't have heard. Where do you work? Where did you hear this meeting? CBS Infinity is getting ready for May of next year when they get rid of Don and Mike.
Really?
How could that be when our contract runs through September of next year?
Interesting. Very, very interesting how these things surface.
Rumors. You know,
that's
if you're going to write that, at least have the balls to make up a fake name.
Right, exactly.
Don't just do it like that. Just don't do it anonymously.
You little weasel.
Jesus.
And in that particular, on that particular website, there's been accurate stuff in the past. So I'm very surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very surprised at that.
Rather, they are counting the days and hate the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that was true, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Let me just say that. If that was true...
If they were counting the days, they had a... Well, we can't talk about everything. God, I hate that we can't talk about everything.
We can say that. They had recently...
an opportunity to say goodbye.
They did. And they did not.
Uh-huh. And they chose not to.
Wow.
And if anybody's counting days, may I refer you to our office.
Exactly.
Where we have a giant calendar on the wall. Where every day... an X is placed.
But I will also say there has been some good dialogue between our people and management, and things are, you know, who knows?
Yeah,
you never predict the future.
That's
right?
Exactly.
Not in this business.
That's exactly where we are right now.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Who knows? And it doesn't matter to us one way or the other.
Right. Either way,
we'll
be on the radio
right
somewhere doing a shift. Somewhere.
Absolutely.
For you guys.
Rumors.
We will indeed. Movie magazines.
I don't pay attention to rumors. Movie magazines, I don't read them because they're all junk.
Overheard a meeting I shouldn't have heard. You know, because what's pictured is, you know, in your mind's eye, that there's a door that's just cracked a little bit and some guy walks by and he's got his hand up to his ear and he hears him going, yeah, we hate Don and Mike. We can't wait until May to get rid of him. Yeah. What are we going to do to... Do you hate Don and Mike? I hate Don and Mike. But I'll be glad when they're out of here in May. May. May.
May.
I'll take May.
Sure.
May be nice.
If that is availed...
May be real nice.
If that's a veiled message to us from CBS, we're down with that.
And, you know, really, that doesn't make a lot of sense that you would hear that kind of conversation. And it doesn't matter whether they hate us or love us. They do like our ratings.
And our
that's
revenue.
The bottom line.
Sure.
And our revenue.
And our revenue.
Sure. That's been made very clear to us, and that would make sense also.
It's much like in that movie, Barbarians at the Gate.
With that said, whatever.
You know, when James Gardner says to his wife, honey, they don't love me, they love my cookies and my cigarettes. Trust me, we understand that.
But I will also say... anything is possible.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean, you know what? If you ask me to, to mortgage the entire future on whether that was true or not,
hello?
Not a chance.
Ken, it's Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Here he is.
Hello, Ken.
I've been on the show
Hello,
in a
Mike.
Long time, and I do believe our amended agreement says we can still have contact with you.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm curious,
yeah.
Did you have a meeting this morning? About us? I'll tell you why in a second.
No.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right, well, we're at the bastion of journalism, DCRTV.com.
You're familiar with that website, Ken?
Yes.
Okay.
And it says, posted 11 o'clock, overheard a meeting I shouldn't have heard. CBS Infinity is already getting ready for May of next year when they get rid of Don and Mike and they don't see him upset. Rather, they are counting the days and hate the two of them. I didn't hear what they plan to replace them with. So... we were wondering if you had a meeting today that someone overheard.
No.
Okay.
No, and I don't think I've ever had a meeting where I said I hated you, and what was the rest of it?
You're counting the days.
Counting the days.
Oh, and also, as I pointed out, that date of May, that's really not accurate, unless you want us to go on vacation for 4 months.
Right.
Okay.
Huh. So you think there's somebody in our building that...
Well, it could be anywhere. I mean, it could, not necessarily in this building, but or the thing could be...
It could be any schmuck anywhere.
Totally fabricated. I should point out that type of content has been on the air before, you see? So, I mean, they could hear us talking about something and then make it up based on that. Or it could be another office somewhere else, perhaps higher up, or...
It could just be someone making it up.
It could be somebody making it up.
Yeah.
Oh, but Ken, just so you know, if you
it is a bastion of fine journalism. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you were counting the days,
you're going to tell me
252. All right, thanks, Ken.
So somebody's counting the days.
we are. All right, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
I should point out that's simply an intellectual exercise, though.
Yes.
Don't attach more significance to it than
a beautiful mind.
Right.
That's all.
Hey, I feel reassured.
Hello. Not in my show.
I am caller 100.
Hey, you know, at some point you got to just pull the curtain back.
Yeah.
And just say, what the hell? Even if it's a dumb posting on a dumb internet site.
But after talking again, I'm fine with it now.
Yeah. Hello, I guess we're being fired in May. So that's the news. Have a nice 4 month vacation.
Hey, that'd be nice.
Hello, Donna Mike. Who is this?
I'm Matt. I am caller 100.
Yeah, hi. Where are you from?
From Oral, Virginia.
All right, here you go. Oh, really? No BS. Great prize. Tickets to see Aerosmith with Kid Rock, Nissan Pavilion, Tuesday, August 20th. Get your tickets online at cc.com. Now, the celebrity burp number 5.
You got a big clue coming up here?
Worth $100.
So you said this is going to be the clue that kicks it over the top.
I have told you before, this person is worth more than a dollar.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
This person is not worth more than $2.
Hmm.
What do you think, Rob?
Great clue, Don.
Now, if he loves it, we're all screwed.
Doesn't it make total sense?
Perfect sense.
Yeah, to you too.
Now, put on your thinking cap. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
the Riddler.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. Worth more than a dollar, but not more than $2.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah,
brass room.
Okay. $100, who is it?
I have absolutely no idea.
Why do you call
them? I'm sorry.
Why do you call them?
Unacceptable.
You gotta guess something.
Why do you call the play? I am taking your Aerosmith tickets away. You win nothing, and you'll like it.
No.
Yes.
You can't call.
No, he's not retarded.
Oh, yes, he is.
You can't call without any... That's horrible.
No, he's not retarded.
Oh, he is retarded.
You know how many people have legitimate guesses?
No. You just lost your Aerosmith tickets.
Cameron Gray.
No, and not to mention, you were prompted by someone else on the other line there. No.
Cameron Gray.
Good guess.
You're a loser. Goodbye, douche.
Sorry, Don.
Hang up.
Taking up space.
Hang up. Thank you.
That's right. You know, if you play our contest, there's a certain level of responsibility.
You got to have a guess.
No, he was very busy. He was posting on DCR-TV all morning.
Hello.
I'm still trying to think of that clue.
Yeah. Don and Mike, great clue.
I have
love
the answer
it.
To the boiler room question.
Yes.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
You're talking to us.
Ah!
Is it something Marlin?
Yes, it's JT Marlin.
JT Marlin. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for calling JT Marlin.
Beautiful.
Would you like the receipt sent to your office or your mansion?
Or your mansion.
Very funny.
Hey, listen, for you, yeah, that's right. That's what the doctor says back. The doctor responds, very funny.
There you go.
Hold on, one of my secretaries will be glad to help you.
And they walk into that house and they're all watching Wall Street. And they have like one TV, no furniture.
You know, another scene I like is where Seth Green closes the 40th and he goes, I don't work, or not Seth Green, the guy whose name is Seth in the movie.
Right.
Giovanni.
Whatever.
Yeah, that guy.
Ribisi.
I don't work for you no mo. I don't work for you no mo. That's your 40th account, isn't it, Seth? I don't work for you no mo. Technically, that's my account. And then Vin Diesel says, oh, come on now. We all give these guys their 40th accounts. It's their first account. Don't you remember that part?
Yeah, exactly.
He's got his tie cut off.
He's got the guy that drives the Ferrari around is the guy that's his enemy. And then there's the one guy that gets in all the fights.
With the guy who's all coked up?
Yeah. He's got the big, tall hair.
Great movie, Boiler Room. Mm. Fantastic movie.
You see the undeleted scenes. I mean, the deleted scenes.
You mean they have one of those DVDs that's got the deleted scenes?
Yeah, there's some, like, softcore porn.
Really?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, really? Was Seth in that receptionist?
God, I have...
No, it was some prostitutes at that party scene.
Oh, you mean, like, because that's at the very beginning when he talks about we've got some fun upstairs for all of you?
Right.
You know, and I have that DVD, and I'm not even sure if I have the one with the deleted scenes or not.
I just read somewhere that Jackie Brown is out with deleted scenes.
Oh, really?
And I'd love to see that. And so
Sam Greer.
And so is Pulp Fiction out with deleted scenes.
With deleted scenes?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Fantastic. Thank you. Listen, hold on. You want to see Aerosmith?
You know what? Yeah, that'd be great.
What's going on here?
Never mind. Never mind.
You've worn out your welcome, sir.
What is the deal today?
Don and Mike.
Could I take a guess on the celebrity birth?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're done with that for right now.
It doesn't work that way.
Thought I'd give it a shot.
It's Monday. We don't help on Monday.
Thank you, Mike.
We really give our listeners minimal help on Monday.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello. You going to take another 100th caller?
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
No, one person ruined it for the whole class.
All done.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
You're not doing the celebrity burp anymore?
What?
You're not doing the celebrity burp anymore? Because I know who it is.
Nope.
No, I'm sure you do.
I do.
I'm sure you do.
I do. Hey, Buzz.
Hi.
Yeah, but you really have to go along with the rules. You know that.
Yeah.
Please play along.
Mike, how are you feeling?
I'm doing great.
Good.
But you know, we have to go with smartass. We have to go along with the rules.
Yeah, well.
Okay? I mean, smartass, I'm telling you that. Okay, smartass?
I'm not the 100th caller.
No, you're not.
Like Ned Flanders, isn't it?
Look, I'm not stupid, gentlemen.
Buenos ding, ding dong diddly dias. Yeah, bust my balls, ass.
Hello, Don. Hello.
Hi, Don. I like the Aerosmith tickets.
Well, you know, now this is the first one. He's paying attention, and it's a logical call.
Yes, but I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's No Help Monday.
Okay.
Welcome to No Help Monday.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, because it's Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I got some interesting info about Ken Stevens.
Info. Need the info.
Need the info surrounded by magma.
What?
I used to mow his lawn back in the days. And I went into his house once. His wife was always there. She always used to pay me. And they have every radio in the house, like all different levels, all onto the radio station back then, what it was. I guess it was 106.7.
Oh, that's a very interesting story, sir.
Wow.
It was fascinating.
Very shocking.
It's a peek inside.
Very shocking that the general manager of a radio station would have all the radios in his house turned to his radio station.
What line of work are you in now?
I don't do that anymore.
What line of work are you in now?
I work for a computer company.
Professional listener.
Please.
Very good.
Professional listener, too. Yeah, I do that, too.
Excellent. Got you. Bye-bye.
Hey, wait.
Yes, Mr. Gates. What else?
I want to go to Aerosmith. They rock.
What did he say?
He said, I'm Aerosmith. They rock.
That's
who rocks?
Aerosmith.
But unfortunately, you can't win on No Help Monday.
Don Mike show. Hello.
Hey, about that guy called and didn't have a clue. Can we all have his phone number so we can call him and tell him what a DA is?
Don, he knows
to make me laugh. Come on, man. I will beg. I'm on my hands and knees under my desk like Monica Lewinsky.
I thought he said he will bag.
That's what I thought he said.
I don't have the guy's phone number to give it to you.
I thought there was a key bag.
Call back. he needs to be sacrificed to the rest of us. Come on.
Not on No Help Monday.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You know Vin Diesel. I was in a movie with him.
What movie?
I was in Boiler Room.
You
that dude is so
gay. Really, what scene were you in Boiler Room with him?
When they go to the hotel, I'm one of the crazy guys running around.
No, you're not.
Where did you film that scene?
Las Vegas.
Where in Las Vegas?
The big part. I don't know, man. He's gay, so I'm fine.
How long have you been in SAG?
What's that?
How long have you been in SAG?
Have I?
Yes,
3 weeks.
And what is SAG? It'd be very difficult for you to only be in SAG for 3 weeks since Boiler Room was made probably 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. SAG. I don't know what SAG is.
SAG is the Screen Actors Guild, and you could not be in a film unless you were a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Now, what else can we not help you with?
Okay, now my joke doesn't make any sense much.
Like it did before?
Doesn't make any sense much.
It doesn't sound to me like a joke. What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
I'm driving to another job.
But what was that? It sounded like a chain or something.
What, a jalopy?
Oh, that's my brakes, yeah.
All right, my friend.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Thanks for calling on No Help Monday.
Bye, ass.
See you later.
Blue ass.
Call us on Monday, you will get no help. And normally we can be very helpful.
Don, it's Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike, this is Mr. 420. Hey,
hi.
I'm driving down Route 50 right now in the Ocean City.
Yeah.
And I got a question for you guys. I mean, it may take Bart's help. I got screwdrivers. I just don't know which one to use on the Ocean Pine sign, whether I use a flathead or whether I use a, Phillips head to change out the ocean penis.
So whatever you do there, you do on your own.
Right. No help from us.
Hello, it's No Help Monday.
Funny though.
Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm calling you because I'm just begging you to help me be a hero to my son and get me Aerosmith.
Oh, you picked the wrong day for that, my friend.
Oh, come on, please.
No, you're familiar with the concept of NHM?
No Help Monday.
No Help Monday.
I've listened to you forever.
You know how you could really be a hero to your son?
How? Well, don't be mean.
Go get some money.
My son's the same age as your son. It was
great. Go get some money and buy the tickets.
Well, I would, Don, but I'm out of work.
Even on NHM, we can at least hear the guy's story.
I'm injured. I would
tell us about your injury.
All right, go ahead.
I'm injured actually at work, and
what's
I have back surgery.
What's the nature of it? Give us the details, please.
I have spinal back surgery done.
And you're unable to work?
Jason Priestley?
I'm unable to work. I'm doing everything that I possibly can to continue and to make my family, make ends meet.
Are you struggling?
Well, of course I'm struggling.
All right, and how old is your son?
My son is 17.
And what is his first name?
Ryan.
Well, now let me just ask you one more question. How could you go to a concert if you have this awful, debilitating back injury?
Called pain medicine.
Well, you take pain medication.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, you know, since you love your son and you had this back thing, I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do to help you.
Oh, please!
No,
don't be that way.
We have a policy.
It's the only way we can be.
Any other day of the week, we might be able to do something.
No Help Monday.
It's No Help Monday, though.
Yeah, but I'm not looking for help. I'm looking for charity.
Can I offer a tip?
Yeah, Robbie.
Sell your pain medication.
Oh,
and then
you've
got money.
If that's what it takes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
we got a few buyers.
Legal.
In this. You're chatting an awful little. You're chatting a little
Get
too much.
Little.
An awful little too much.
What kind of meds are you on?
Oxycontin.
Oxycontin.
I never heard of that.
That sounds like some sort of acne swab.
I think that's
it's Percocet times four.
Right.
It's the Percocet times
Percocet.
Four.
No. Well, I know you could walk the hallways of this building.
Buzz, what would the street value be on Percocet times four, do you imagine?
I don't know. You know, I don't deal in that. You'd have to ask Joe that question. Besides, I can't help you today.
Joe Ardinger, could you come in on No Help Monday, and we'll find out what this man's Percocet times four is worth?
I think Joe's price is right.
A bottle of Oxycontin.
Let's ask Joe.
I'm going to guess five or
Oxycontin
10.
Oxycontin is a top-shelf pharmaceutical.
How much would you pay?
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not. How much would you pay for one?
Percocet. Jeez. Probably
Thanks, Joe.
I don't really have the budget for them. I mean, I hear that they go on the
Joe,
street.
Joe, just hold on a second. Hold on, Joe. That's not the question, so I want you to focus. What Don was asking...
How much would you pay?
If
you had an unlimited budget, I mean...
Try to dial it in, Joe.
What's the going rate for one of these?
And Joe... I would go for getting about...
Hold on, Joe. Joe, you can do this.
Yes.
just really...
About $120 for 10.
There you go. Way to go.
$120 for 10.
$120 for 10.
Wow. $10 each.
So how many you got? You're going to do better in the quantity range.
And when you say $120, you're talking $120.
Right.
That was...
But I would never do that.
So how many do you have?
About 120.
Oh, my God.
You have 120. What doctor prescribes 120 pain pills?
If you've ever had chronic pain, you don't.
What's 10 times $120, Rob?
$1,200.
$1,200.
There you go.
You could really love your son.
You can have Aerosmith come to your house for that.
Front row seats.
It's way too illegal.
Oh, that's great.
I would never do. I do everything legal.
Yeah. Well, if you did get in trouble with the law, you realize, based on the fact that you've called on Monday, we would not be able to help you.
No Help Monday. No. Although we have broken, we have violated the prime directive of No Help Monday. We're offering him help.
We've given him a suggestion.
That's true.
That was
so we've completely blown it. No, Rob, a tip is help.
It might as well be. And give me the tickets.
No!
Please!
No!
It's No Help Monday!
Listen, I got news for you. It's not No Help Monday.
Hey, would it help? It's, would it help if I've been with that Benatar like you have?
No, you know what? It's No Help Cripple Monday.
Oh!
Okay?
I don't be like that. I've listened to you since...
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, I got news for you. It could be Jason Priestley calling in today.
Yeah.
We would tell him no because we're not helping cripples today.
That's right.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair.
Well, life isn't fair.
Try tomorrow.
You guys have been there, done that.
It's It Hap Monday.
Be nice.
Impossible to help annoying people.
It'd be nice. At least I've filled some airtime. You can at least, help.
Don, I hate that, too. You think you deserve it.
Hang up the phone, douchebag.
I'll shut up.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Christopher Reeve's on line 4. He needs help with a spare tire.
We can't help him.
Can you call back tomorrow?
Tomorrow we help him.
Is this Eat Your Vegetables Day?
God, listen to this guy rambling. Are you loaded with that medication right now?
No.
I mean, you just are jammering on and on.
That's because I really wanted to beg for the time.
I am really going to break the directive now on
No Help Monday.
No Help Monday.
Right.
Do you really have a son?
I absolutely have a son.
Do you swear to God you do?
I swear to God. And
then here's what I want you to do.
He sounds as good
you bring,
as your son.
Please don't bring my son into this.
I said he sounds as nice. So I didn't bring
you bring... Him. You bring the little bastard down here, and I will make you an exchange. I will give you 2 tickets, and you sign over all rights to that child to me.
I could do that.
And I will raise him.
I
will raise him as my own.
And do you realize how far against the directive of No Help Monday Don is going with that?
Because I am positive that there's no way he is getting the proper guidance from a dad who's obviously
don't go there.
Heavily medicated.
No, don't go there. I take it properly.
Don't go where?
Don't go there.
Don't go where?
You sound like you're under the influence of some sort of narcotic now.
Oh, stop. I am not.
You do.
I do not.
Count backwards from 100.
100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91. It's easy. I'm not.
See, I knew he interrupted himself. Narcotic.
I do it properly.
Don.
Couldn't stay
Franklin
focused.
Delano Roosevelt's in the lobby. Needs a cup of sugar.
Oh, God. Please, guys.
My God.
Please.
Yeah. I don't care how many of Jerry's kids are out there.
My goodness.
Oh, that's so
you
mean.
Tell them it's No Help Monday.
Oh, that's so mean.
You tell them they can get up and get out of those wheelchairs and walk in here. That's when they can have the Aerosmith tickets.
Oh, my God.
What's that message say?
No,
tell Kenny Pendergrass we're not going to Busch Gardens.
Oh, my God. Come on, guys. It's not that much of a big deal for you.
Listen,
it's a big deal for
you.
Me.
How persistent are you?
Christ. I am very persistent.
If you put half of this energy that you are wasting on this phone call into doing some odd job for somebody somewhere.
Yeah, you obviously can work. I mean, intellectually, you're able to use your hands, right?
I do my best.
And you have your vision? Does that work for you?
No, that makes sense to me.
I think Sox had something to do with that.
Come on, guys.
I want to say something. Let me ask you something. Seriously.
Okay.
Does your mouth work?
Oh, yeah.
I knew you'd eventually go there.
Have you thought about being a male prostitute?
And be a mangina, you mean?
Yes, if you love your son.
I do love my son, and
you will do it.
I'm willing to call and do this.
Somebody tell Paul McCartney's one-legged wife that today is not the day to ask for free tickets.
Awesome. Can't do it today.
T.S.,
sir. And it means two things. Tough ass and telephone solicitation.
You'd be great at that.
Guys, it's just a couple of
guys.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Now, you don't want
today
to talk about your
tickets.
Do you have any employment right now? Are you working now?
I can't.
Why?
Because I can't sustain any amount of time like
you can't that. Sustain?
Sustain time. Standing
you can't
or sitting.
Sustain time? What are you doing? Standing or sitting?
Yeah.
So
if
what do you
could, if I could stand, sit, walk around, and talk.
What are you doing right now?
You've been doing this with us for 30 minutes.
You've been on the phone with us. You can handle that. You don't sound like you're in pain.
I've been begging. You're right. I've been begging for that long.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I'm a grown man, and I'm groveling. I'm begging.
No, you're not answering the question, though. We're talking about work.
Well, what was the question, then?
Why can't you work?
I just told you because
but you
I
but
surgery.
You contradicted yourself by staying on the line for 30 minutes. That means you could do that and then take a little break.
I could talk, certainly. I could talk.
All right.
If I had the qualifications you guys had to do what you do,
but
then I
don't
could.
They hire people without any experience at all to be telephone solicitors?
Sure they do.
How do they? Solicitors?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Telephone sales.
No, the other side of that is the minimum money you make there, you know, then you won't get the money that you get paid.
What are you making right now?
Excuse me?
What are you making right now?
Like $300 a week.
On unemployment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so what are the Aerosmith tickets cost?
Disability.
You?
Disability.
$60?
Like $40-some a piece.
So can you collect disability and get another job?
They won't give me... No, you can't.
Why don't you buy lawn seats? They run you about $20 each.
Yeah, they might. And that might be what I have to do, because I do love my son enough, but...
There you go.
It might be better for your back. You could lay back.
I thought I'd give it a shot and see if, you know...
Well, the energy that you have displayed on this phone conversation indicates to me that there are a lot of other jobs you could do.
And I'm going to give you one more piece of advice, even though it is No Help Monday. I urge you to call Jack Diamond tomorrow morning and seriously... Tell him the story. Tell him that you're disabled. Tell me you're disabled.
Yeah, but tweak it up a little bit. I mean, don't be honest like you've been with us. You got to tweak it up and say,
a lot of drama.
You know, say your spinal cord was severed.
And that, you know, it's your dream to go see Aerosmith with your kid.
Right.
And that, you know, you're near death. And then he'll give them to you because it'll make him look like a nice guy.
And tell him you want to ride to the concert in that car with a plaque on it.
You know, it'd be all right with me. You could call me any name you want as long as I got the ticket.
Well, see, we're telling you to...
You don't have to be nice to me.
He won't give it up.
He won't. No, you're not.
He won't give up. You're such a nudge.
Would you like to?
Love my son. What do you want me to say?
No, you're being annoying.
Would you like to see the Allman Brothers?
I'm sorry if I'm being annoying.
Would you like to take your son to see the Allman Brothers?
I'd like to go anywhere with my son like that and just take him. Yeah, you're right.
Forget
it. He's never been to a concert. I'd love to take him.
That's forget it. See, now I've judged the fact that it's not Aerosmith.
Right.
It is actually Aerosmith because he does love Aerosmith, but I just said I personally would take him anywhere. Aerosmith happens to be, you know, would be his choice.
Isn't a concert, doesn't that average like two and a half hours? How can you sit at a concert for that period of time?
A long time
to
sustain.
You can't sustain.
I do what I, you know, if I could do that for him, I'd do it.
Well, why don't you get a job?
Do that for him.
If it took 2.5 hours to get a job and make the money, I would. It's just 2.5 hours.
I tell you what, even though it's No Help Monday.
But I mean, I would assume in any job, for example, when we work, we do half hour, 35 minute segments, and then we stand up, we walk, we stretch our legs. And
I stand for the whole show.
Don stands for the show. I recline in a cot for the whole show.
I will give you a chance to make money right now.
Well, I don't have your talent, but yeah, okay.
No. I'm talking about manual labor. Out in front of our building, I want you out there cutting the grass with a pair of scissors. Right here. I got them right here.
I got our office scissors.
You hear these?
You know I couldn't do that.
Now, why couldn't you?
Because I can't bend like that.
Can you lay on your stomach? Can you lay on your stomach?
Not for any length of time.
How long?
I wouldn't. Matter of fact, I don't think I could lay on my stomach for any time at all, actually.
What if you lay on your back? And just like a snow angel position and suck your arm out and...
Position. You guys are too much.
What? Come on, answer the question.
No, I'm sure I could probably lay on my side if I
on
could.
On your side.
All right, then I tell you what. You get yourself down here to the radio station. You want to do it tomorrow?
Because really, tomorrow, we'd have to give you the tickets after you did that, because it's not No Help Monday.
It's for No Help Monday.
It's Help Everybody
sure.
Tuesday.
That's right. Oh, you guys are great.
Now, listen, now it's on you, bud.
I'm giving you the chance. You come down here to the radio station tomorrow, and you for, let me see, if I give you two Aerosmith tickets, that's retail, $80.
Right.
I'd say, being it's just a code red day, you give me a good 20 minutes of work.
And I think you're being extraordinarily generous.
20 minutes outside, on your side, cutting our grass with a pair of scissors.
And then you get the tickets.
I will do my best.
So if you wish to, will you come down here?
Yeah, physically, if tomorrow I get up and think I'm capable of doing it, I will certainly do it.
Very good.
Tomorrow's the day.
Then tomorrow's the day, and I think this is a wonderful compromise.
How can I get a hold of your son? I think it might motivate you if I called your son to say, your dad has the chance
right.
to get Aerosmith tickets for you if he only comes down here and cuts the grass laying down with a pair of scissors for 20 minutes.
I mean, you're talking to us right now. What are you doing? Are you seated or standing?
I've been sitting and standing.
You've been sitting and standing?
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine that you could lie on your side. If Don's saying this is 20 minutes, you could shift to another position.
Sure.
And, you know, when you would get the stiffness or the pain.
You go on your stomach and you obviously
go on your side. You sleep at night, correct?
Yes.
You sleep through the night?
No.
You don't?
No.
I don't buy that.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't believe that.
Truth. It's up and down.
It's up and down. What's the longest period of time you can sleep for?
A
few hours. So 20 minutes lying down, you know, and it's not like we'd require, you know, it's like we're going to go out there and make sure that the whole grass is cut. You know, we're actually asking you to go through the exercise.
Well, that's true.
So we need a yes or no.
And not,
oh,
not,
yeah. Oh, I'm yes. Yeah, I told you that.
Is that an... No. What you said, just like you qualified it, you said you'll do your best.
Well, it depends on my back. I mean, there's some days I can't
walk. How much do you love your son?
Oh, I love him too.
There's some days you can't walk?
Yeah.
What if we got a gurney for you? and like had you on a gurney, can't you get one of those gurneys that they lower down to the ground level?
Like when we had Rob turn into a human pinata.
That's right.
Well, I mean, that's
the help the handicap day is tomorrow. I'll be there.
Attaboy.
All right, we'll see you at 11 o'clock.
11?
Right.
Can it be a little bit later than that?
Why? Why does it have to be later?
Because of my back. It takes me a while to get going.
Well, get up a couple minutes earlier.
I do. I get up at 6:30.
Then get up at 5:30.
I will do everything I can.
Oh, your son, you have let your son down.
Now, he'll be here.
I would never do that.
You're going to be here at 11 o'clock sharp.
I'll be here at 11.
Should we get a gurney?
No.
Okay.
You can do it just lying down out there?
Yeah, I'll bring a mat.
All right, good. Bring a mat.
Yeah, a mat's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Bring whatever you need. And bring any friends you want to have help you.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to do the clipping with the scissors that Donna has in his
hand. Just you.
That's except true. You.
Right here.
Sounds good, guys. I appreciate you at least helping on No Help Monday.
Thank you. All right. Hold on, please, and we'll get all the information from you.
Not a problem.
What's your first name?
I'm sorry?
What's your first name?
What's your first name? It's Carl.
Carl. All right, hold on, Carl.
Carl.
Carl. There he is.
Carl Weiner.
Carl.
Carl Weiner.
Jesus H. Christ.
And I really think that... I really think we got 99% of the audience with our naked cruelty there. There's nobody.
Oh, that was there. Not even naked cruelty.
No, not as cruel as we
could
have
been. That was deserving cruelty.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were nice.
Carl Weiner.
God damn it, we were nice to that guy.
He'll be down here tomorrow. Hopefully you won't need the... Oh, you heard him. He doesn't need the gurney.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing, radio guys?
We're doing okay.
I have not heard you guys in months, and it's killing me.
Oh, yes. Were you from New York?
I was from Sacramento. I listened to you guys every time you changed everywhere on, what's it, THTK out there? I moved out here, and at the same time, you guys went live to Jersey, and now you're gone.
Mike and Rob are doing the Sacramento dance right now. Well, if you're in Jersey, maybe you can pick up WYSP.
Right now, I'm down South Jersey work, and my boss is screaming, wondering why it's taking me 5 hours to take an hour delivery away.
All right.
I just have to sit all day and listen to you guys. Mike, that's all I can do.
Mike, just do it. You know, let me just say, for someone who gets so emotionally riddled by my stories, this Sacramento dance has
disturbed
become
you a little bit?
Pretty sexually explicit.
Yeah,
Mike,
once I went to the other side. Well, sir, there's nothing we can do to help you.
Now, are we getting the information from the cripple?
Cripple.
Carl. Cripple on the line? Yeah, cripple Carl.
And this standing up works.
Can you sustain it? I don't know.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The mole will lie to your face.
You are one pretty lady.
No.
The mole will double cross you.
Drink this, it's not poisonous.
The mole could be right beside you. And you wouldn't even know it.
Wow.
Who is the mole?
Me.
The betrayal begins Tuesday, January 9th on ABC.
Where are my eyes?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right. Okay.
Like serving Yorkshire pudding right out of a woman's privacy. The Don and Mike Show.
Woo! Coming to WYSP Land on Friday.
Yeah.
We have, we're coming to someone's house to do the show. Got some great letters. And we'd love to have that greeting too. Hi, we're here to do the show. And send us a fact.
We'll
tell us why we should broadcast from Philly Friday and come to your house
right
with all the accoutrements for a Las Vegas style show.
It's going to be a great one, and we've had some great letters so far, and we want you to keep them coming.
Fax number 800-636-6410. Contest closes tomorrow.
Very excited.
We will either pick the winner tomorrow or on no, I don't want to play there. We're going to wait and play. We're coming to your house by the Three Stooges when we actually read some of the letters.
Yeah, I think we've probably already played it a little too much.
Let's hold off on that.
Come on, though.
We'll pick the winner either tomorrow or Wednesday.
We're coming to your house.
It'll be at someone's house on Friday.
To have a good time.
Hold on a second. Do you have a last commercial?
Yeah.
How low will this man go?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm pointing, of course, at Buzz. And I've mentioned that he does commercials, which are his God-given right.
Yes, he writes them, he produces them, he's quite the copywriter.
It's my gift. For virtually every car dealership in the world.
Well, if they're not competing.
Well, no, what do you mean if they're not competing?
Well, I mean, they're all competing, but if they're not selling the same kind of cars.
What do you mean? The kind that don't have four wheels and,
right,
and take gasoline?
Right.
I mean,
I think what Mr. Burbank means is he wouldn't do two separate Ford dealerships.
Right. For example.
He would only do Ford against Honda, Honda against Nissan, Nissan against...
Only you can decide if you want a Ford or a Nissan. And
he will say, for example, that the Volkswagen, the Volkswagen Passat,
which
is the finest car, and then in the same breath, he'll tell you what a Hendrick Honda will do for you.
No, not anymore.
Oh, really?
Now, there's a new level of whoring happening here.
This is really...
I don't know.
I didn't think Buzz could go this low.
This is what really caught my ear.
Some people would never take a pill that claimed to enhance sexual performance. They'd say they do just fine without it, thank you very much. But people, do you really want to settle for just fine? Isn't that like saying, no thanks, I get enough steak and lobster in my diet? What are you, crazy? Life is short. Life is meant to be enjoyed. Now, you can kick it up with a jagged little pill, synthetic stuff from the lab, nature, stuff that grows out of
Goes on and on.
Yes. This is a pill that makes you what?
And you can get
a better lover.
Have you sampled this?
I have sampled this.
And
what can you tell us?
I'm soaking in it.
It really makes you. What's it do for you?
For example, it contains saw palmetto, which is good for your prostate. So it actually promotes sexual health.
And we know you play with that all the time.
Health product. Well, you know,
you're always got your fingers on that side.
Want to be ready, you know?
There you go.
That's when you do when you're, you know, don't turn on the spigot routine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Buzz, you continue to amaze. You continue to give.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Just getting started.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
Guys rock, that's for
sure. I think you could actually bring back snake oil and sell it.
Hello.
Hi, hey, how's it going? I was just calling to say thank God it's No Help Monday, because you would have given away Aerosmith tickets to a bold-faced liar.
Why?
He does not take Oxycontin. There's no chance, because he was talking. And if you're on Oxycontin, you don't talk. You don't do much of anything.
Hold on, let's go to the pharmaceutical expert, Buzz.
I understand the confusion here. You're confusing two drugs that sound very much alike. There's
Oxycontin. Oxycontin is a synthetic form of heroin. You have to be a burn victim, quadriplegic cancer patient, literally on your deathbed, for them to even consider giving it to you.
Oxycodone, which is the generic name for Percocet, is what this guy's taking. They look similar in print. It's easy to get them confused
Was the guy such a dumbass that he just mispronounced the drug?
I don't know exactly how to pronounce
Joe
it.
Joe Artner is just coming.
They look
the
very
studio.
Much the same in print.
Dr. Artner?
Let's just straighten everybody out.
Thank you, Joe.
Oxycontin is, in fact, what this guy is talking about. It's for cancer patients, burn victims, and very traumatic injuries. Oxycondin, which is a cousin of hydrocondin, is the main ingredient in Percocet and Vicodins.
Man, look at him. Look at that moment of lucidity. Wow! Jesus Christ, I've never seen you focus like that.
It is
a beautiful mind.
God, that's incredible. This is your savant.
So, Joe, do you think the guy is coming down tomorrow to cut the grass with the scissors?
Sure, why not? If he wants the tickets bad enough,
did he give you his information?
Oh, Lisa took care of it.
Yes. All right.
Yes. So it's set up.
I have never seen you dial in on the air like that.
On the radio.
I just want, an informed public, a smart public.
That's right.
And there's just a lot of bad pub going around here.
All right, now hold on. I got someone who wants to disagree with Buzz, a pharmacologist. Am I saying that correctly?
Pharmacologist. There is such a thing. Sure.
Pharmacologist. Hello.
Yeah, a guy that works in a pharmacy.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
yes, sir.
Fantastic.
I got you.
You know, it's the only time when I'm really gotten that I actually enjoy it as much as you do.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
What pharmacy do you work in, sir?
I work at Vienna Pharmacy in Vienna.
Could you possibly spell aspirin for us, please?
Aspirin, APINSE.
Could you spell?
Apinse.
Advil.
Advil?
Yes.
A-V-I-L-E-S.
Right.
Avils.
Right. Can you spell suppository?
Suppository.
It's A-P-I-N-T-L-E.
A pencil.
Right.
And what's a common thing that's found in a... In every single pharmacy, Tylenol.
T-O-L-A-N-C-E.
Thank you, Tom.
Tolan.
No, wait a minute.
Hold on. Tom, I gotta move to something. We're on a schedule here because Sammy Hagar is going to be on the phone and doesn't want to talk about David Lee Roth.
And besides, you can't help Tom today.
Hey, Don?
That's right.
Hey, Mike?
That's right, we don't.
On Friday?
We don't help cripples.
Wait a minute. On Friday?
What?
I'd like to know if I can come up to Philadelphia with you all.
Sure.
And if I can have Carl drive me up.
No.
How will I get up there with you all? Can I come with you all?
No.
I can give you a ride.
What? Watch it.
Tom, take the,
You can sit on top of the train.
Take the airline shuttle.
Airline shuttle? Did you hear this? I'm going to tell you, the...
Did Tom come to our last private home, Las Vegas teleshow?
I don't know if he did.
Yes.
I think he did.
Did you, Tom?
He is part of the Traveling Road Show.
How did you get there last time?
RJ?
No.
The writer?
No, not writer. The other one used to work with you all.
John Pop?
No.
Hold on, here is Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Lisa. Oh, Lisa's whispering something into Mike's ear right now.
She often does.
Mike, I am so hot for you. God damn, you are making me so freaking hot.
Mike, can you stand right now?
I cannot wait for your red hot magma, Mike.
Watch it.
What is he doing?
Taking a call.
Mike is really taking a phone call.
Who?
Must be important.
Mike is taking a phone call in the middle of the show.
Chuck, bung me up there, the last one.
Hey, Tom, how did you get to the last Las Vegas-style show that was in the secluded barn?
Fredericksburg?
Yeah, how did you get there?
Chuck.
Who?
Chuck. Yeah, Chuck can bring you. Hold on.
Okay.
Chuck. You know, I don't know if this is serious. I swear to God, it's Mike.
Yeah.
Why is he on the telephone?
And he's putting
I'll tell you in the break.
Putting his headphones back on now.
It's no big deal. It's no big deal. I'll jot it down for you right now.
All right, thank you. So just a surprise, Lisa would come in during the show, mm-hmm. take your headphones off.
You'll understand momentarily.
It's unusual.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all.
Gotcha.
So that's it.
Hold on.
And just jotting things down. There you go.
Oh.
So that's all.
We're simpatico.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, that can be...
Anything. Gotcha.
But I appreciate you okay. doing that. So that was it. And, I'm just glad that it's come in. And,
I'm going to break, you, right?
I got to say, folks...
What is it?
My liver came in.
And
that's
so
what it is.
I need to take a break.
Okay, I might have to leave before the end of the show.
There's a situation.
That's great.
So the liver came in, and I'm going to get emotional because I'm so excited about it. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this liver for
so happy
6 months.
For you.
I know you're excited. Now, there's two coolers
right
in the lobby. Grab the one on the left.
I'll make sure I get the right one.
One on the left. Not the right
left.
One. The one on the left.
There
all
you
right,
go.
When we come back, Sammy Hagar. Now, we love Sammy Hagar.
Sure.
But here's the deal. He's going on tour with David Lee Roth.
And controversy.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're doing the show together, mm-hmm. if David Lee Roth is not on the show anymore. All I know is that Lisa said Sammy Hagar refuses to talk about David Lee Roth.
Mm.
And I would hate to do an interview with Sammy Hagar that goes bad,
yeah.
because
maybe
we are both really Sammy Hagar fans.
Maybe we can talk to Sammy and say, Sammy, can we talk in code
about Sammy?
Can we talk in code about, you know, he's got to, I'd like to just get information. I know a lot of people want to know what is the deal with this tour,
yeah.
and there's been some controversy.
And plus, when you get past that,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what kind of bad stuff he has to say about Eddie
yeah.
and Alex
sure.
and Michael Anthony.
And I love the Sammy Hagar, you know, the Van Hagar.
Me too.
I mean, that was my favorite Van
Hagar. It's the best. So we'll get to him, and you can handle that thing, and we'll be
yeah.
right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The world's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fast!
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right here. This is the good Van Halen.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you got your Van Halen, you got your other one.
The Hagar Van Halen was my favorite.
Unlawful Carnal Knowledge.
Right.
It took me about 5 minutes to look at this album and I bought it. Go, oh, I get F-U-C. Oh, okay. And then the next album, OU812.
Fantastic.
Anyway, Sammy Hagar on the phone.
Hey.
Oh, there he is.
I didn't know they allowed you guys to drink on the job. You guys sound like you're plastered already.
Yeah, we're always loaded.
Sammy Hagar. Hey, Sammy, what's up, man?
Congratulations. Well, it ain't me yet, man. I got to tell you, man, I'm horizontal. I got a day off today. My feet are up. I got a little stash next to my bed here, so as soon as I'm ready, I'm going to start catching up with you guys.
Now, you do the margarita. You're a margarita man, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am.
All the way.
Or straight shots, either one. I mean, you know, it's... Actually, I'm more of a straight shot guy. You know, the margarita thing, here's what I do. I walk into usually my bar,
right.
and I do a shot, I wait, you know, count to 10, and then I do another shot,
mm-hmm.
and then I order a margarita, and then I sip it for a while.
There you go.
And then
beautiful.
When you need to go back and maintain, you just start over again. That's my routine, right?
There you go, very good.
All right, now, before we, you know, I don't want to piss you off.
Oh, please do.
No, we would,
you can't. Try.
No. I don't want to piss you off. Are you talking about the other guy or not?
Oh, of course.
All right.
So. You know, last night we had a good show. See, we were in Pittsburgh last night, and there was no confrontations. There was no nothing. The show went, you know, smooth, and the audience was huge and great. You know, we had 14,000 people, and Dave was happy. I was happy.
All right, so for the record, you guys are, I mean, it's still that show. It's you and David Lee Roth. You guys are touring together.
Absolutely.
Okay, right, so everything's cool. That's
then
cool.
We can tell you, even if we don't have to talk about the fact that you're not touring, you know, or you guys are together, we can tell you flat out that, no BS, we like your Van Halen better than his Van Halen.
Well,
talk to me, Chief. Talk to me.
Well, you know, I mean, I think everybody, all fans of Van Halen, there's always that discussion, you know, what's your favorite Van Halen? And people, you know, in two different camps. And Don and I happen to agree on that. We love your incarnation with Van Halen. And I think there are people that like the other, you know, David Lee Roth, too. But, I mean, it's very cool, I think, that you guys are out there touring. And, I mean, you're probably getting a great response to in all the songs, right?
Well, it's fantastic. Hey, if you add up all the early Van Halen hits, you add up my solo hits, and you add up the Van Hagar hits, and you throw them into 3 hours. It's an awesome rock and roll concert. Yeah. I don't get along great with this guy. It's obvious. We don't, like, do things. It's not like Elton and Billy out there together, la-di-da-di-da.
Right.
It's more like, you know, Tyson and Lewis, and I happen to be Lewis in this case.
Hey, let me, yeah, I want